Let's be real. My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM, HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
You want to hear something?
Let's do a dirt alert. News.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Welcome to the show. I'm Dawn McClain. That's Bradley Trainer. That's Mike Ganger over there. It's The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Oh, happy Monday.
Yes. This weekend, I did something at Home Depot where they basically had to shut down a register and put up a barrier.
Oh, did you have an accident?
No. But it was so frustrating.
How frustrating was it?
It was so frustrating because it was just supposed to be a quick trip into Home Depot after we went to see Abigail, the movie.
Oh, that horror movie with nuns or vampires or something.
Vampire ballerina.
Vampire ballerinas. That makes sense.
So I've been dealing with some some identity theft of my own recently.
You've talked about it. It's not fun.
It continued this weekend. I won't get into that. But I'm at Home Depot and MC was like, let's go get another flower pot for you because my plant, Ross got me a plant.
Oh, sweet.
And it's growing out of its pot.
Yeah.
So I needed to get another pot. I'm like, well, I really didn't want to because I had to go back to my investigation I was doing on my own about my identity theft at home.
You were doing your own investigation.
Yes, and with people on phone. Anyway, I was like, sure, okay. And I thought, I'm probably not going to do that tonight, but all right, he wants to go to Home Depot. We go. I thought we were going to get in and out. Boom. We had three things to get. Potting soil, a dimmer light switch, and a pot for my plant.
Yeah.
It was literally like 3 minutes when we were in there. Zip, zip, zip.
Yeah. Home Depot. Super easy.
Then I get a text from my mother. My mother is telling me about that she got some items from Amazon that she didn't order. And I'm like, oh, she's being scammed. Because that's a thing. It's called brushing, where they send you a few items and then they use your ID to review items to make their products seem legitimate. And then they scam people even more. It's a thing.
So, wow, you got a lot of scams going on.
I'm like, my mom's being scammed now. And I'm like, I can't take it. I'm like in Home Depot trying to type back to my mom. We're at the register and he's paying. And I drop my phone. And my phone slides underneath the bolted down register. So far back that I'm like, surely it's just right under there. Or I'm like, oh, it went under there. When it went under there, there is a safe that had to be opened. They had to block off the register to open up a safe for me.
So how long did it end up taking you?
20 minutes.
Oh,
now, before that, this woman saw it happen. She's an angel. She was running throughout the store getting like paint sticks.
Well, I was going to say, like, can't you just get a big long stick?
We got a bunch of sticks. She kept running around getting all kinds of sticks, antennas and like yard sale signs. And she's like, hold on. And
put
she's
on
the floor
on
her stomach, like trying to get my phone out. And she's like, I see it. And then she's like, call your phone so it'll light up. Because we had, I mean, it was an ordeal. And the poor guy at the register.
Oh my God, he just wanted to do his job.
It's Sunday night.
Were there people behind you? Like,
yes,
oh,
everyone's
geez.
Like, what's going on?
That lady. Oh, that's so frustrating.
The dude who was working the register, which there weren't enough people, he had a cane. And he is on the floor trying to get my phone. While some other people that worked there were just like, I mean, young people, if you have a coworker that has a cane and they have to get down on the floor, maybe go, please don't do that. You have a cane. Let me do it.
Yeah.
Right? That's beside the point. I was just like,
so it was just
there's
you and
a
MC
woman
standing there?
Yeah, because the woman was obsessed. The helper woman was obsessed.
Well,
there was
like
no getting
a
down there.
Commendation
she
today.
Does, and I don't even
do you remember
know her
name?
I don't know her name. I
well,
didn't get
random
her name.
Lady at the, you don't want to tell us probably where.
Oh, it's in Woodbury. Oh, okay. Yeah, the Home Depot in Woodbury.
Home Depot in Woodbury.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm
you for
so
your service today.
Sorry that happened.
Oh, I'm sure that she like gave her something to do. She felt productive. She got something done.
This woman had on a white and black striped shirt with some white pants
and a
white
purse. You see her at Home Depot today,
purse.
You high five that lady.
She was just a customer. She's not
going
to be there.
Oh, she was a customer.
There.
Oh, I thought she was
no,
an employee.
This woman was a customer.
Okay, a customer? That
a
is
customer
a little random.
A customer became obsessed. She was going down aisles, grabbing like
why was she
a
involved?
Reflective stick. She just became obsessed with helping me.
Oh, God,
and
I thought you were
ran
talking about a co-worker, like an employee.
No, it's a random
what
woman.
Are the actual Home Depot employees doing?
Well, the one with the cane was helping. Then the other people that were younger and more able were trying to check other people
well, that's
out.
That's a huge bummer. I'm sorry.
Anyway, it
hopefully
happened.
It didn't ruin your weekend.
It didn't ruin my weekend, but it was just one of those things where you're like, are you serious?
Yeah. Just when you least expect it.
And it's just because I was trying to text my mom back about a scam.
Yeah, did you find out? Is she okay?
My mom is okay. My brother-in-law, who is an IT guy for a CPA firm, he is helping her.
Good.
And so, but it was like, I felt flabbergasted that my mom was now being scammed as well. It wasn't attached to me, by the way. Anyway, everything is fine.
So you got your phone, your phone was fine.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
Good, good.
It's great.
That's a
now,
lot. That's stressful.
But you did something a lot more fun than I did.
Well, on Friday, I got, I had a very exciting Friday because I lease a car. And so my lease is finally up and it's been a whole journey. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but I ended up figuring out the perfect solution to my leasey problem. So I went and picked up my vehicle on Friday.
Yay.
By the way, big shout out to Easton over at Walzer Polar Mazda. Free
Woo.
Shout out because he was amazing. Because, you know, it's not a guarantee that when you have a new car experience that it's going to go smoothly.
I know.
Especially leasing because it's a little hinky and you're not quite sure how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great. They always do a great job. Anyway, long story short. So, you know that new car feeling when you're just like, I'm in a new car.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a lease, so it's not really my car, but
that's
we're
okay.
pretending. We're pretending we're
it's
fancy, right?
So fun.
So I'm in the new car. I'm driving in my new car.
Oh, no.
On Sunday or Saturday, I go to the gym. It was raining, so like I wasn't excited about that because I can't feel like as excited in a
rainstorm.
In a new car when you're in a rainstorm.
Yeah.
People aren't staring at you like they should be
yeah.
in your new car, right? Anyway, so then I go to Costco. And I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to park at the last spot. I'm going to be that guy today.
Yeah.
Because I got my new car.
And you're going to walk for 7 miles.
And I don't want anyone to scratch my new car.
Yes.
So I go into Costco, go all the way to the back end, have my Costco experience. I'm really excited because I have more trunk space. You don't care, but it's a different car.
Love it.
It's got
Give
a bigger
me all
cargo
the details.
Area.
Yes.
So I'm like, and I got a liner. And I come out to my new car, open the hood, and I'm putting in all my Costco stuff. And I'm like, yeah, see me in my new car. Close the thing. Come around. Get into my car and go home. No big deal, right?
Yeah. Sounds like a great trip to Costco.
Go into my garage. I pull in real slow. It's a little wider. I got to be careful. Got my new car. Don't want to scratch it. Get out. Open the trunk, and as I'm sitting there waiting to get my groceries out, there is a scratch on the back end of my new car.
What?
Somebody at the Costco.
What?
Scratched my new car on the first day. What?
Oh, God, I can't
I literally, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry.
Yeah.
It was a very small scratch.
It doesn't matter.
I am totally like making it seem way worse than it is. However, it's that. So all that feeling that I had of like, I'm a fancy person in my new car.
And you're
it
so
was the universe's way of saying, don't forget, none of this matters. And, you know, then I finally just was like, OK, well, there's always that moment. And I've had this with every, you know, car experience, like at some point you're always going to get a scratch, right?
I
so you're
know.
Always waiting for that first time. I was like, well, the person at the Costco did me a favor because now I don't have to wait.
Now you can just, when you walk out to your
now
car
I just
and you
know.
See all the scratches, which it's just amazing how all those
some
happen.
Fool? Like, And
you
it
were
was,
far away.
I was all the way at the end.
Did you have anyone parked around you?
There was a car. So I know exactly what happened. And I knew. And it was literally the first place I parked, Dawn, in a parking lot. Like the first time.
I know.
Under like 100 miles on my new vehicle.
Oh, my God.
So I literally was just like, and they scuffed. It was with, it was a white car. And I remember it being a white car because I looked over and I was like, I don't even know what was going through my head. I was just like in that halcyon, you know, like, got my new car.
Yeah.
And I look down and, anyway, so I went and got it washed. And then Jamie had some kind of polish because he had gotten a scratch. He has a black car. It's a black car. I should mention mm-hmm. that. And, you know, it kind of shows a little bit more on a black mm-hmm. car. Mm-hmm. So he had some polish thing that's supposed to rub out fine scratches or whatever, and it actually got most of the scratch out, so it's totally fine. There's still a scuff on the plastic cladding, but it was just that lesson of,
so they
none
basically
of this
bumped
matters.
Into the bumper.
I think the vehicle pulled, like, as it was pulling into the parking lot, because people were like, was it a cart? And I'm like, no, because at Costco nobody would have been able to get a cart between us.
No.
Plus there was no one in front of us. It was like on a, like, there was nothing on the other side.
Yeah.
It was a barrier, and it was at the end of the lot.
Gotcha.
So it had to be the vehicle. I'm like, did they just, like, slowly, like, slide into my car, or a door slowly going, because there was, like, white paint on the black cladding. Again, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
It isn't.
But it was that lesson of, like, don't take things, you know, don't be so fancy and full of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Be
yeah.
humble. Appreciate the gifts you have in the universe, for which you know I am. That said, I did think to myself, thank God you didn't see this in the parking lot, because I don't know what I would have done. Because just the gut reaction of, like, it hasn't even been driven yet.
I mean, what do you think they felt whenever they did it? And then they saw that there was a new car.
Well, Jamie and I were talking about this, and I was like, if I did this to someone, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night, because I think the FBI was going to knock down my door at any moment. Like, excuse me, sir.
The camera on this person's car.
Did you
got
scratch?
A clear view of your license plate?
Yeah, and me going, oh crap, because that's what I would be doing.
You'd go, I didn't even know I did it. I had to do that game too with all the identity theft. At least I live in this country and I have the opportunity as a woman to work and have a job. And make money.
That's because we're nice people.
It's like we have to, like, remind ourselves how lucky we are.
Yeah. And you are a good person. And Mike is a good person. Although I don't know Mike's situation. He might actually be the person who would, like, take off. I don't think he would.
No, Mike would never.
But
do
isn't that.
That
kind of like, isn't that just a wonderful, like, little just life lesson?
Yeah.
Yep. And it feels good. Because then I was like, you know, I'm good. Everything's fine. I have stuff. We'll be fine. That person, hopefully.
Come on, say it.
Trying to be nice, Dawn.
Maybe something will happen to them. Well,
but,
they will have to
commensurate
reflect.
With the scratch. I don't want anything unnecessary to happen, but commensurate with the scratch and not. It was also the scratch that you would not miss. Like that experience, they knew. Like
they knew
happened.
They did it.
Yeah, you had to have known.
Oh Lord. Well.
But I had a great weekend otherwise.
Around,
and
scratches back. What?
Scratches
what is that?
Around comes around.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
The good news is the weekend also contained an opportunity for me to get you guys snacks from Asia Mall.
Oh.
And we're going to try them later in the show.
Nice.
We're going to have a mystery taste test. And I know, Dawn, you're going to do all sorts of fun things for us today, including but not limited to telling us about the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah.
And you guys saw a bunch of movies this weekend you're going to tell us about?
We did. Mike and I saw the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And others.
Yeah.
It's like movie palooza today on the show. So stick around when we come back. All the latest from Hollywood. Mike's got a dirt alert right here on Mike.
Tales. Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has all the latest in entertainment. It's our faithful Mike with the Dirt Alert.
Yes, we're going to start things off with the weekend that was at the box office. The Fall Guy didn't quite do the numbers they were hoping. 30 to 35 million is what they were projecting or expecting. 28.5 million bucks.
Kind of say it fell short. Come on.
Yeah.
So that was the top movie. The second movie is kind of a fun one. Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Oh, wait, come on. What?
Oh, 20, that's right.
25 years later, it was the 2024 re-release, and also May the 4th on
Be
Saturday.
Be with you.
So
and
there
it was,
you go.
Apparently, with some people.
8.1 million bucks. Challengers came in third after dropping down from the top spot the week before. 7.6. Tarot and Godzilla and Kong and New Empire still hanging in there.
Which reminds me, I've got to look up that Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah.
Doodly doot. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember when that was?
I don't remember. It's probably during May.
Lord of the Rings is coming back in Ultra HD with extended cuts in theaters.
Oh, man.
I'll look it up and let you know later. Sorry,
please.
Mike, continue.
No, you're all good. We'll see when that is coming back and let you know. Civil War, though, the sixth movie, and that is nearing $100 million globally. So
good.
For an A24, that's breaking a lot of records.
That's great. I hope that the budget wasn't twice as much.
No, the budget was 50.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so 50, and apparently during their marketing, they just used a bunch of AI images, so that couldn't have been that much.
Huh.
That's one of the pushbacks on that movie, is that they weren't using actual scenes from the movie or anything in the posters. They were just using these fake
AI.
AI
they
that,
were Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka-ing them.
Okay.
We've got Dua Lipa hosted SNL this past weekend. Some funny bits from it. I think the one that most people enjoyed was her as a local TV news reporter from Greenville, North Carolina, trying to explain the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It was pretty funny. Yes. She had a board behind her with like yarn kind of drawing the pieces back and forth.
Yes.
The world has been trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And I'll just segue right into that because since we talked on Friday...
Mm-hmm.
There have been 5 new tracks dropped.
Jeez. I know.
This is a lot, you guys.
I was listening to one going into the bank this morning, and I bumped my phone. And as I'm
did
sitting
it fall
down
under
with a
register?
New, it did not. As I was sitting down with a guy who was helping me, I've never met for the first time, it started playing with a lot of
words.
Swear words.
Sure.
Oh, great.
I was like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. And he was laughing so hard. Like, he knew the song.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, 616 in L.A. dropped on May 3rd. That's on Friday. Then later that day, Family Matters dropped from Drake. Then Meet the Grams from Kendrick Lamar. Not Like Us from Kendrick Lamar the next day. Both of them. And then Drake's The Heart Part 6.
Oh, boy.
So, again, they're still going back and forth.
Well, it's working
pulling
for
no punches.
Him.
Yeah.
Right?
This could
true.
Just be
we're
all in agreement.
I was
going to
say,
them.
let's check the blind items later.
Wait and see. Yeah. Maybe we'll have more details on that. Perhaps.
We're
I don't
falling
know.
For it.
One of the reasons why, and we'll talk more about The Fall Guy coming up later, but one of the things Ryan Gosling said of that movie is wanting to celebrate stunt people, stunt men and stunt women that don't always get the recognition. Well, we unfortunately lost one of those famous stunt people recently, or one of the more popular stunt women. Janine Epper, who was the Wonder Woman stunt double for Linda Carter in the original
cool.
Wonder Woman.
I mean,
TV series.
Cool career.
Yeah.
Sad that she passed.
83 years old, died at her home yesterday, but she not only performed there, but born in 1941, performed in Catch Me If You Can, The Amazing Spider-Man, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, The Princess Diaries, and many, many more movies.
Wow.
So, long career.
Amazing.
Very much so. And speaking of Wonder Woman, we heard from Linda Carter not too long ago that she was surprised that Wonder Woman 3 was shelved by Warner Brothers. They basically said, we're not going to explore that anymore. Probably a part of James Gunn's rebranding of the DCU. Well, Chris Pine is now coming up saying he's absolutely stunned by it as well. Now, he wouldn't have been a part of it, considering how his
But it's his universe.
How it wrapped up for him in Wonder Woman 1, or whichever one that was. It wouldn't have been him returning to it, but he said it just is really stunning that they were deciding to just get away from a $1 billion franchise and essentially saying he really thought the third one would have been a great addition.
Especially following Barbie, and not to boil things down too much to gender, but like there's clearly an audience and a hunger for female-driven films. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they would just be like,
Right. I think Wonder Woman 1984 was so bad that it just was like, okay, there's not going to be another one
of
these.
Make a good one.
Yeah, maybe Mike, people have forgotten it's bad.
Thank you so much for that. Oh, by the way, that Lord of the Rings thing is June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Check fathomevents.com. We'll be right back with a juicy bit or two of gossip. Blinded by the Item right around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
News in the morning.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Madonna had the biggest show in Rio of her career. I believe it broke a record with like 1.3 million people.
Yep.
It was a free concert. I mean,
on Copacabana Beach.
Well, I mean, just to be there would have been amazing.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
You know, hey, we're not jet setters. We actually have jobs that we have to go to. And,
speak for yourself, Dawn.
Oh, okay.
I actually did. I mean, I live with someone who contemplated going to Rio, and I was like, well,
of course,
you're not going to go without me. So just know that. But he ended up not going, obviously, because I'm here.
That's right. That's right. And we're glad you're here. And we're glad Mike's here to give us some blind items.
That is what I am here to do. Let's do it. We've got, there was a lot happening in the world this past weekend.
What?
We had, I don't know, a roast that had a whole bunch of people. We might have some blinds from there. We had some other stuff going on. So yeah, we got a lot
still
to
happening.
Get to. Brittany's, oh yeah, there's so much to do in the world of blind. So let's go through it and take a little trip and see how the guy, how you guys can do.
Let's
do
it.
Start things off with this one. This A-list actress is making some blind items of her own and opening up about some of the worst intimate experiences she's had as an actress.
Oh. What?
She didn't just full-on throw him under the bus, but this A-plus lister, as people close to her know, is the biggest culprit.
Oh.
So we've got an actress, A-list actress, making some blind items of her own, opening up about some of the worst intimate experiences as an actress. She didn't fully throw him under the bus, but those close to her know that this A-plus list actor is the biggest culprit.
A-plus list actor.
Mm-hmm.
Is it somebody that worked with Brad Pitt?
It is not.
Because he's known to be stinky.
I was going to say, you look like you had an idea in your head, Dawn.
Yeah. What,
stinky Brad Pitt?
Guess. Oh, Brad
Pitt. Because he's an A-plus list actor, and I know that he
Somebody is throwing him under the bus. And when you say intimate, you mean the sexual intimacy?
Yeah, intimacy that you'd experience on a set with a coworker.
Oh.
Not like actual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex scenes.
Intimate experiences as an actress.
They were doing it off screen.
Intimate experiences as an actress. So we're talking about actually professionally sitting there in the
Got
set.
It.
Intimacy coordinator watching on some of the worst experiences.
Well, let's see.
He was a bad intimate actor.
And this is an A-list actress?
A-list actress and an A-plus list actor, according to the blind items.
Okay. A-list actress, A-plus lister that she's throwing under the bus.
I'd say you can always argue the plus and minuses when it comes to any of these. She could maybe be A-plus. He could maybe be a.
It's not like a Leo.
It is not a Leo.
Somebody who we... Oh. Somebody who's been in movies recently? Like Bradley Cooper?
How about...
Oh.
Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Why are you here? Ryan Gosling?
Tom Hanks.
The Rock! Whoa!
Oh,
that makes sense. He's been the topic of blind item conversation lately, but who's the A-list actress?
This A-list actress is making some blind items of her own and opening up about some of the worst intimate experiences she's had as an actress. Mm. She didn't fully throw him under the bus, but The Rock, for those that are close to her, know that he's the biggest culprit.
Okay, is this Emily Blunt?
You got it.
Okay, because she was in Jungle Cruise with him.
Mm-hmm, and they're currently actually filming a movie right now as soon as that
These two have both come up in blind items recently. Because, of course, there are all these rumors about him being nasty behind the scenes.
Nasty.
Yeah, so I don't know the full story behind it, but according to the blind items, again, that's what they are, they're blind items, she maybe is opened up to those close to her about the fact that he's maybe not the best to do those intimate scenes with. I don't know.
Well, what does that even mean? Like, how? Let's imagine. What is...
He's sweaty. His body's too hard.
He's sweaty. He got halitosis. His body's too hard.
He's holding a bottle of urine.
Well, that was the blind item, right?
Yes. That wasn't a blind item. That part was that he pees in bottles was in the news.
And goes, dear assistant, hold on to this for me or go throw it away.
Yeah, that's nasty.
He shows up late.
Yeah.
Super late. That's not cool.
Well, maybe he needs to go to a class and learn how to be a better intimate partner on set.
I don't know, but that's the first blind item there.
Wouldn't you love to teach that class?
Oh, no. Oh, my God, that'd be so awkward. All right.
Talk to all those A-list actors and go, listen, you may think you're something outside of this room, but let me bring you down to size. You're all just mouths and body parts to me right now.
Okay, great.
And you need to wear deodorant, shower, brush your teeth. Not be gross.
Nobody wants to smell you.
End of class. All right. What have we learned today?
Nicely done. Let's move on and do another one here as we're rolling through the blind items today. This A-list musician / former actor was more worried about quick responses than the actual content behind the tracks. His most recent response, he actually dropped the name of this young actress that the rival never mentioned. But don't worry, the internet heard it, and the blind items have been saying it for years.
Well,
yeah.
This is obvious, as they say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's Kendrick Lamar.
Well, he's actually not a part of the blind, but...
Okay, so Drake said something in his song?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was going to be Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Millie Bobby Brown.
You got most of it, but guess what?
Drake and not Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar never said a thing about Millie Bobby Brown, but Drake did in his own response.
I haven't listened to Drake's responses.
Yeah.
And what did he say, Mike?
He basically, I think the line was, I'm with Whit, or because, so again, we got to go really deep here on this one.
That's
but
fine.
Of course, when you do the diss track thing back and forth, one of the things is that Kendrick Lamar's fiance, I believe her name is, first name's Whitney. I don't know what her last name is, but there is rumor that they were together or belief that they were together. And in the track, Drake basically says, I know something about like what you're saying about teenage girls. I'm with Whitney's, not with Millie Bobby Brown. That's never happened. If it does, I'd be in jail. All this other stuff like this. So he basically, again, and the reason why the internet has kind of taken after him is that he never said anything about her.
No.
Those were just rumors in the blind items. And now he's saying it.
Well, it's because he watches Blinded by the Item.
That's probably
our YouTube channel and has heard us say, because the blind items have been suggesting that he had some sort of inappropriate texting relationship at the very least.
Since she was 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, whether also, that's true or he's not, just it's like, just keep your sisters away. Don't introduce him to your little sisters. And the cover art was Drake's house with a bunch of, like, you know, when you look at a map of like predators where they are in your neighborhood, he put it all over Drake's house in an aerial view. That was the art for the song.
A pretty pointed gesture.
I mean, I'm not laughing if it's true,
but I am laughing
at the shade.
Well, and you kind of have to believe that he doesn't think it's true.
Oh.
Right? Like, or that he's not taking it that seriously. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. I can't get in the inside the minds of.
You can't?
No. I wish I could. I'd be doing something else. Sorry. I'd be like a famous psychic or something. Anyway, do you have another blind item?
I certainly do. Let's move on and do another one here. Speaking of singers who act, this A-lister and the model slash actress's relationship is going strong. Don't believe us? Just read every single tabloid that's been force-fed these stories for the past 3 days leading up to the Met Gala. Oh. There's absolutely nothing real about this relationship except for the level of
attention
that the tabloids are getting forced to them.
Hmm.
So again, speaking of singers who act, this A-lister and the model-slash-actress relationship is going strong. If you don't believe it, just believe the tabloids that have been force-fed relationship stories about the pair for the last few days leading up to the Met Gala. There's absolutely nothing real about this relationship.
Is the A-list actor model person, is that a female?
So we got an A-lister who is a singer who acts, and then there's a model-slash-actress that we don't have a name for.
Oh, so it's an actor and a model actress.
It's a singer. So speaking of singers who act, this A-lister and the model-slash-actress relationship is going strong.
Is this Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner?
It is not.
Is the singer-actor...
They're gone. They're done, I think. Yeah. They're done. We're not being force fed that relationship anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought they were getting back together.
Oh, is that new now? Okay. Yeah. Well, good for them. Can't wait. New season of keeping up with Kardashians is coming.
Not keeping up with. Yeah. Okay, so is the singer actor that's not like a Shawn Mendes because he doesn't act.
It is not. Well, he did. He was in Lyle Lyle Crocodile. Come on now. Give the man some credit.
Fine. Yeah. That's
you put
acting.
Some respect on Shawn Mendes'
name.
Hey,
look, I'm the one who suggested it. Because I think he's one that's always, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
So again, we've got speaking of, because we were just talking about Drake, of course. Singers who act, this A-lister and the model slash actress's relationship is going strong. If you don't believe us, just believe the tabloids that have been force-fed this story about the relationship for the past few days leading up to the Met Gala. There's absolutely nothing real about the relationship.
It's not Leo, because he doesn't sing that we know
is
of.
It, so is the singer male? Okay.
A-list singer. Mm-hmm. Who acts is dating a model slash actress?
Harry Styles.
There you go.
Oh, you got there.
And of course, his significant other right now. If you don't believe us, just open the tabloids.
Is
been dating
that
for a year.
Lady,
a year, huh?
I don't remember her, but she's a model, and she.
I probably have it written down somewhere. Let me check my notes.
Model and an actress. She was actually in the movie where our buddy Timothy Chalamet was a cannibal.
Timothy Chalamet was a cannibal?
Uh-huh. With this individual.
What?
Really? How did we remember that show?
Weird,
we talked about
it.
We
did a movie with a real cannibal.
Well, I know. That was a lot of the jokes, yeah. He had a lot of experience.
Is this somebody that on the street, if you said her name, people would know?
I mean, she's probably C-list at this point.
I'm just saying, yeah, like, it's not like something you go, you know.
She's like C-list,
Gigi Hadid, or, no, okay. She's C-list. Ooh, I don't know.
TR, her initials. They've been in a relationship for a year. Okay.
Taylor.
Yep.
Richardson.
No.
Taylor, did you just pull that out of your keister?
Well, yes. I said TR.
Oh.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor
Russell.
Yeah, don't
Taylor
know her.
Taylor Russell.
Canadian actress slash model Taylor Russell. She's been dating.
Canadian. Ooh.
Yeah. Canadian. What?
I said ooh because.
I was just looking at Bradley. What's going on?
No, I'm hearing some.
You hearing? Uh-oh, he's hearing things.
Uh-oh.
I don't hear it now,
there?
But I heard.
There's a ruckus out
me,
there.
Bradley.
I heard some. No, it sounded like another radio stream was coming through.
Oh, my God.
About something that's happening later today. Anyway, continue.
Interesting.
Kill off everything I can here to make sure that's not happening. But yeah, according to this blind item, yes, the speaking of singers who act, that being one Harry Styles, he and the relationship with Taylor Russell are going strong. If you don't believe us, just believe the tabloids because they've been force-fed all of these stories for the last few days. And of course, that's leading up to tonight's Met Gala. There's nothing real about this relationship.
This is a peak publicationship moment. I just want to remind all of you, all of the publicationships that have been born on the red carpet of this particular event.
Oh, yeah.
Such publicationships as Jonas, Priyanka Chopra, and Nick Jonas, of course, et al. And et al is a term, not a name, because I don't know of anyone named et or al.
Et al.
That are celebrities in a publicationship.
Well, okay. I've written that down, put it in my notes. They are a celebrity couple.
They are.
And I, for now at least, sure knew that at some point. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is great. Met Gala. Do we have more Met Gala blind items?
Well, that's not until tonight, so I'm sure we will have more as we get closer to it. I do got some roast gala. Roast blind items. Let's move on to maybe one or two of those.
Roast beef?
That was a, never mind. I'm not even going to reference that joke. Let's go ahead and say that there was a very, it was pretty obvious that this A-list actor and director was drinking again. He was certainly acting like it last night.
Actress and director?
Actor, that is a actor and director.
Oh, actor.
Drinking again.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Ben?
Yep.
Oh, come on, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I hope that's not true. But he was there.
He was definitely there. So it was like everybody. I didn't realize there were going to be like, I don't know.
A thousand million people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an arena filled with people.
Yeah. Literally an entire arena.
And then that was just like the fans. And then all of the people in front sitting there that either participated in the roast or not. I mean, there were so many more people there than I ever anticipated.
Kim was there.
Yeah. She had some. Tom had a pretty good line about Kim.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. He wasn't happy the whole time either.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
I think he was just fine.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not every day that people, you know, that you get to have like the biggest roast of all time.
Yeah.
People acting like he was getting in a shoving match. He hugged the guy 30 seconds later. I don't know if it was that.
We might be talking about different stuff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Let's go ahead and fill in this blind, though. Ben Affleck is the answer to that question. Apparently, he's not only drinking again, but he was partying hard yesterday during the roast.
Well, good luck to him. I hope he gets the help that he needs and stay out of trouble, Ben, because I'm sure J-Lo's not going to be amused.
Was J-Lo there?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I wonder if she's watching Netflix Live. So that's where it was.
You like see her man.
Like a hawk.
He's drinking.
There he is.
Have you been drinking?
I can't believe she wasn't there with him.
Let's do another blind item
here. She must have had a very big, you know, her best of album that came out.
Oh, sure.
The busy life of this A-list spouse is getting to be too much for the A-list actor slash director. There's already plenty of talk of them trying to work through a trouble patch, but apparently time apart is not working for him. And he's been struggling.
Okay, do we know that they're apart?
We maybe referenced it recently.
Actor, director, and his A-list spoosy spoose.
Judd Apatow.
A-list spouse, meaning we just know her as the spouse?
Nope. She's well known beyond just being a spouse.
So she has her own existence?
Very much so.
And,
talked about her, I mean recently.
Like today.
Like Kim?
Like 5 minutes ago.
We're not talking
ago?
About Kim. She doesn't have a...
Like 45 seconds ago.
Oh.
Who did we just talk about?
We talked about Ben Affleck.
And J-Lo!
Blind item here. I just wanted to follow up with this one because according to the blind items, there's another one, not in in addition to what Ben was doing last night, but apparently the busy life of Jennifer Lopez is getting to be too much for Ben Affleck. There's already talk about them trying to work through a troubled patch, but if you want to believe at least this blind item,
I'm here for it.
He is not cool with the distance. We always hear about she being very
thirsty.
Controlling, and but apparently according to this blind item, he doesn't like not spending time with her.
Okay, that's weird.
It's different than what we've heard.
I mean, it's weird because I have this impression, which is completely wrong because I don't know her, that she would be a lot to be around, and any time away would be a blessing.
So sure. That's if you're a person who doesn't want to be micromanaged.
Yeah.
But he might be the kind of person that thrives on somebody sort of, you know, who knows
what
their real relationship
around.
Is like. But yes, if he thrives on having somebody sort of make a schedule, be there, then when she's not, I'm sure that can be very disconcerting for him.
Okay.
Unless he's just like, now she's away, I can drink. I'm hoping the latter is not the case.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not indeed. We'll find out, I'm sure, soon.
Time will always tell, because always blind is. Items are only blind until they're not.
That's very wise. Wow.
Blew my mind with that. All right, here we go. This comedian was most interested in what a waitress was up to after the big event last night. Huh? I wonder what his wife is going to think of that.
Okay. So this is the roast, the Tom Brady roast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like Jeffrey a Kevin Ross? Hart.
We should go with Jeffrey Ross first.
Yeah.
And then what'd you say?
Kevin Hart.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, there have been rumors about him, too, in the blind items, right?
There's been plenty of rumors, yes. But according to this one, Kevin Hart was more interested in what a waitress was doing after the big show last night than anything else. Wonder what his wife is going to think of that. Of course, there was a story about a former, I think, assistant. And
There's a lot of stuff.
So I just can't imagine the amount of energy it takes to be Kevin Hart. I was thinking of that while I watched his brief. The beginning part of his intro to the roast last night or this weekend. And I thought, that amount, like, where do you find that in you to just deliver like that intensity?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, he has time to go gallivanting around with other women because he got caught doing it.
Well, I hope for his benefit he finds that somewhere else. But it's just insane because he's amazing when he's on.
Yeah, definitely.
All righty. You guys got that one nicely done. Let's keep moving on with the blind items. Got another one here today. It's a Monday. We're jam-packed with them. Let's go with another one here. This A-list actor is making sure the press sees a different side of him rather than the one that his ex has been putting in front of everybody. This is why you keep seeing him showing up in stories with his current actress girlfriend and their happy relationship, plus him doing all these wonderful dad things.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Let me read it one more time. We've got an A-list actor who is making sure the press sees another side of him rather than what his ex has been putting out in front of everybody. This is why you keep seeing stories about him and his current actress girlfriend and their happy relationship, plus him doing all these wonderful dad things.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so is the ex famous?
The ex is not famous.
And she's been like poo-pooing him in public?
And I should, maybe I should clarify.
She's been poo-pooing him?
She's
not an actress.
She's an actress slash dancer, but I'll just say her career is far different than his.
Okay.
But we might know who she is by way of their marriage.
Yep. Or, you know, you would know who she was because of their marriage. I apologize. Yes.
Okay.
And she has been doing more acting than I actually gave her credit for, so I apologize. She is an actress.
Well, I'm sure she's a regular
I'm learning
viewer.
A lot about this individual right now as I scroll.
Oh, okay. Is this Channing Tatum and... yes, Jenna Dewan.
There you go. You got it. Nicely done.
Good job.
And then, of course, current girlfriend.
Zoe Kravitz.
Yes.
Fiance,
sorry. Yes, yeah. This is girlfriend. But yes, fiance and director of his new movie, which...
is no longer called Pussycat Island minus the cat.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's a good plan.
Same movie, just a different name.
Finally saw the trailer for it for the first time yesterday. It looks like... the same thing we saw in Knives Out or The Menu or the whatever. There's a thing right now with like getting people on a island together and then murdering them one by one. Kind of a thing right now.
Yes.
So it felt very similar to like The Menu meets Knives Out. I don't know. Glass Onion, I should say. So we've got an A-list actor, that being Channing Tatum. Nicely done there. We're seeing a different side of him right now because that's what his PR team is pushing to the tabloids than what Jenna Dewan has been showing everybody. That's why we keep getting all these stories about him and Zoe and everything going so well, plus him doing all these wonderful things as a father.
And they've been fighting, of course, because she says like she was a much bigger chunk of Magic Mike and didn't get remunerated for the privilege.
Right. He started to move money around when they separated, that Magic Mike money that she
he was making Magic
helped
Mike
create
money.
That movie. Yeah, he was, but not in that way. Not like dollars being thrown on a stage, but like.
Well, he was stuffing a bunch of dollars in his G-string.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. What you got down there?
Oh, my God. I've got a 50. I got a couple of ones.
You ever noticed how you can make things appear a lot larger with a G-string?
Yep. I have noticed.
Mike's like, what? If you've been to enough male strip shows, Mike, you know their secrets.
Oh, I didn't say what. Stripper. I'm well aware. Yeah, yeah.
Mike's like, back in the day.
Throw enough ones in there, you can make any. Never mind. We'll go ahead and do another one here. Rolling through the blind items. This permanent A-list actress who has directed in the past wants to do another installment or two of her biggest franchise so she can make enough money to finally walk away from acting forever.
Hmm.
So we've got
forever?
Forever. Wow. Forever.
Her biggest franchise. Would this be Bridget Jones' Diary? And
that is a really, really good guess.
But it's not Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, a lot of people said, yeah, a lot of people were guessing that, but I don't believe that's what the blind item's referring to.
And it's not Gal Gadot.
It's not Gal Gadot, because that's a said bye-bye.
But it is a lady franchise. And
I would argue that she had a bigger franchise, but I guess this one is probably the biggest moneymaker.
I have the biggest.
Because it was more recent and probably did more money than her earlier franchise.
Okay.
Permanent A-list actress who's been a part of a few franchises.
But it, like she led the franchise?
Her earlier ones, she absolutely did.
Mm-hmm.
She created a whole, yeah, she led that.
Is this Susan Sarandon and Alien?
No.
Oh, are you talking about
Alien Girl?
Are you talking about Sarah Jessica Parker?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, that's a good guess.
It's a movie franchise around that same time.
Oh, okay.
And it was adapted from a different media.
Oh.
Oh.
It's adapted from a book?
Like a TV show?
Nope. Not a book or TV show.
Podcast?
What do we also adapt movies from often?
Folk
Something
tales?
That Dawn knows better than you, Bradley.
Ooh, dreams?
Pornos?
No. Wow.
What?
Dawn and I both know it, but way better than you, Bradley.
Sports.
Like I said, no. Pornos?
No.
Oh my God, you Dan. Weirdo.
You play it often, Dawn.
I play it.
Play.
And it is.
Play.
Oh, Broadway.
No.
Wicked?
No, not play. Playing it.
Musical?
With a controller and a.
Oh, a game!
So there's video games.
Her first franchise about 20 years ago. And by the way, we got to hurry. 20 years ago, she had a franchise that was adapted from a video game.
20 years ago?
Oh, Laura Croft, Tomb Raider, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
according to the blind. No, that's not the franchise, though. That's the other franchise.
That was the first franchise. So the other one is Mr. and Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, not Mr. and Mrs. Smith. According to the blind item, she wants to redo Maleficent and have a couple more of those movies so she basically can just retire and set sail and never have to act ever again.
Okay.
Such a fascinating blind item.
Pay off some of those legal fees.
Mm. Well, and you don't have any legal fees, Mike, because everything you've said so far is not true, and we have no proof of anything.
That's right.
On this wonderful show, which you should like and subscribe and tell all your friends about, called
Blinded by the Item.
Subscribe on YouTube. Thank you. Bye.